Yes, hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's power.
Oh, yes, sir, God.
Power. Power in the blood.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father.
Lord.
Rise,
standing before you this morning, giving all praise to Almighty God,
yes,
who's the head of my life, me and mine, and recognizing pulpit associates, Minister Riley in his absence, Reverend MacMillan, strong right arm, and my lovely wife, musician, and beautiful, beautiful family. I wish y'all could see yourself sometime.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful. It's an honor. It's a privilege.
Yes, sir.
And as always, an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Take now your servant, Lord.
Yes, Father.
Take me just as I am, Lord God, with nothing to offer but myself.
Jesus.
Take, Lord, this ragged being, Lord God, this being that has no righteousness of his own, Lord God, and fill me right now with your righteousness. Fill me right now with your spirit, Lord God, to overflowing. Take charge, Lord. Take charge right now, Lord God, of this shell, Lord God, and
yes,
do with
God.
Me what you wish, Lord, that somebody might hear from on high.
Yes, Lord God.
Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Your servant submits to you right
yes,
now, Lord.
Yes.
I hide behind your cross, Lord God, that someone may see you. Take charge right now. Take charge right now, Lord. Use me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I asked this morning if you turn in your Bibles to Acts. We call it the Acts of the Apostles, and truly Reverend MacMillan had not been in my notes, but she's been all in my sermon all morning long, and that just made me know where God was taking me and gave me a better understanding of what should be going on. And in the back, Reverend MacMillan mentioned two words, to be different and was it unordinary? Is that the other?
Unusual.
Unusual and different. And that's been in my spirit, and I think that's the way that God has taken us this morning. If you turn to the second chapter of Acts, I start in that chapter in an unusual spot. It's verse 40. Verse 40 reads thusly. It says, "And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Hallelujah.
Glory.
That 42nd verse says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. This morning, what we want to consider for our thought is, it's a long topic. It's worshiping in the Spirit on one of God's special days. Worshiping in the Spirit on one of God's special days. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
You see this? The place for this happening this morning, this preaching, this teaching by Peter. This was a special day that Peter was preaching. Not just any ordinary day. And you know, any one of God's days, God really doesn't have any ordinary days, do he? God just has something special about his days. But then God sets aside sometimes. He says that certain days I want you to remember.
Yes.
He puts it in your mind. He plants it in your mind. Somebody says, I want you to remember. And it's almost as if God sets an atmosphere for a miracle. He sets an atmosphere for something miraculous to happen. He said, if you'll take my special days, the days that I have set aside for you, the days that I tell you to remember, if you approach those days in a special way, and you come to, in those days, you come, you get all of God's people together. And when they come together in love. They come together with mutual respect for each other. They come together, and when they come together, they all come together to commemorate what the Lord has done. So they come together all on one accord.
Oh, God.
And they come together expecting something.
Yes.
You see, when God's children come together, when they get all together and they're all praying and they're all sharing love and they're all expecting something.
Glory.
You set an atmosphere for the Holy Ghost to come in and have his way.
Yes, sir, God.
Peter was speaking on a very special day.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And a whole lot transpired on this day. See, it's just like this day that we have here today, the fifth day of December, we come together. We come together to commemorate.
Yes, sir, God.
The Lord. And when you come together in the right spirit, then the Lord can come in. You see, this morning when I came in and I was running a little late. I used to do it on Saturday, but I came in this morning to set out communion and to remember the Lord, and And I thought I should have done it yesterday, but the Lord knew I should have done it this morning, because when I came in, I was feeling a special way. And when I put it out and I got on my knees and I started to pray different than I normally pray with communion, I started to pray. I said, Lord, make me worthy. Lord, make me worthy to do this communion. As I did it, I looked to heaven. I said, Lord, make me worthy.
Yes, sir, God.
But the Spirit just overwhelmed me and it said, lower your head.
Jesus.
I didn't understand it, but it said, lower your head, because I'm saying, make me worthy. And it said, you have nothing to bring. You can't be worthy. It said, lower your head.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Father.
You remember when the publican went to pray?
Yes, sir.
And they tell me that when the publican started praying, the publican started talking about himself,
yes,
and
sir,
all that God had,
yes,
done for him.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, God.
But they tell me that it's another fellow that was there praying with him. And
yes, sir.
He didn't even lift up his head. He said he just beat on his chest and said,
yes,
Lord, help a sinner like me.
Jesus.
And when I sat down there this morning and I just started thinking about all that the Lord,
yes,
has done.
Yes.
For me, all that the Lord has done for you, and I just lowered my head.
Thank you, Father.
And started commemorating.
Yes, yes.
The Lord in His special day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, when we try to understand what God has done, sometimes it overwhelms us. Like when,
yes,
we Sunday school, it overwhelms you when you try to understand how God has put things together. I think if we walk through just some of,
yes,
God's festivals, that's what I had read this morning, was God's festivals that He had put out for the Jews back in the Old Testament.
Yes, yes.
And if we could just kind of compare what some of these things meant in the Old Testament and what do they mean in the New Testament?
Yes, yes.
We can kind of understand God's special days.
Yes.
You see, back in the Old Testament, God had told the children to celebrate the feast of Passover.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And He said, when you think about Passover,
mm-hmm,
He said, think about when God set you free.
Yes, yes, sir.
Think about Passover, when the Lord set you free.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
And then when you look in the New Testament,
uh-huh,
you start thinking about what Jesus said to His disciples. He said to them, remember me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He said, every once in a while, as often as you come to this table,
yes,
do it in,
yes,
remembrance of me. He said, I want you just to ponder in your mind when you come to this table. I want you to look all the way back.
Yes, yes, sir, God.
To see what the Lord has done for you. He said, I want you when you come to celebrate on God's special days, He said, I want you to expect something. I want you,
yes,
to come with a,
yes,
certain,
yes,
attitude. As often as ye drink, as often as ye eat.
Yes.
Do this,
mm-hmm,
in remembrance.
In remembrance
of me.
Thank you, Father.
Passover to the Jews, communion to you and me. Back in Leviticus, he also said that he talked about a feast of unleavened bread. And he told the Jews, he said, I want you to remember this. He said, I want you to remember when when I brought you out of Egypt, when I brought you out of Egypt, you had to move in such a hurry that you didn't have time to put the leaven in your bread to make it right. You didn't have time. So I want you to remember when I brought you out of Egypt.
Thank you, God.
And I want you to put in your mind, I want you to see that leaven as sin. I want you to see how you left the sin behind and how, although you thought you needed it to exist, but he said, you left it behind and yet I gave you bread in the wilderness.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And then when you look at it in the New Testament, over there in 1 Corinthians 5 and 6, it says, your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveth the whole lump? You know how we like to do little sins? Not going to matter to anybody. It's not hurting anybody. But a little leaven leaveth the whole lump. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
As ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast. Not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. You see, God is setting you up right now. He said, I'm trying to show you how to approach the table this morning.
Yes, sir, God.
He said, I'm trying to show you how to celebrate God's special days.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to set the atmosphere. And then there was a feast. In the Old Testament, it was called the Feast of Weeks.
All right.
You see, most of us now, we think when you say Pentecost, we all look right at Acts and we all think that all you're doing is going back to the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit fell. But you see, they were together on a special day. This was not the first time. This was a celebration. They were celebrating something that God had set up long time ago. You see, my sister-in-law said this morning, talking about what God does and how Isaiah could say something 700 years before it happened. But you see, that there is no start and end to our God. He communicates to you in a way that this world can't understand.
All right, Satan.
He's speaking to us. He said, if you just do your part, he said, if you just come to the table, when you come to the table, commemorate and think about what the Lord has done for you. Just concentrate on it and come to the table and expect Almighty God to meet you there. He said, it's something.
Oh, yes.
He told me, he said, come together on this feast day, this feast of weeks, that's 7 weeks and a day after Passover. He said, come together on this day. And when you come together on this day, come.
Yes.
Expected.
Hallelujah.
He said, it's a setup if you just get your minds right, and all those things that you think are bothering, all those things that you think are out of control. He said, if you could just get your mind and get your focus on Almighty God and celebrate Him.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. They were together on a special day, on one of God's special days.
Yes.
And they were all praying, and they were all concentrating on Almighty God.
Yes, sir.
The Jews have been taught that on that Pentecost day, they've been taught that way back when, when God gave them the law. But as we look on Pentecost Day, as we celebrate,
it's
when God gave us power.
Yes, sir.
If you can just accept the power that Almighty God gives us on this day when we celebrate communion, there's power.
Oh, yes.
There's power.
Yes, there is.
On this day, they were all gathered in one place.
Yes, sir.
And my Bible tells me that there came a sound from heaven.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Like a mighty wind.
Yes, yes.
And it filled the house.
Yes, sir.
Where they were sitting.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, somebody in here needs to hear from the Lord. See, somebody needs to hear from the Lord. They need to open up and let the Spirit of God come in. But somebody is holding back. They don't believe that God can do all that God says. But He says on this special day.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
If you can just let go.
Mm-hmm.
If you can just take your mind off of that problem that's overwhelming you.
Mm-hmm.
If you can just take your mind off of it and call on Almighty God,
and
let Him come in.
Mm-hmm.
It came in like a mighty wind, a rushing wind, and it just takes control and it just moves all your problems away. Have you ever been filled with the Spirit where it just feels like nothing can touch you?
Hallelujah.
My God, my God.
Yes,
hallelujah. But when you let the Spirit feed, He said, it's nothing. You can knock me down right now, but I bounce right back up. And they appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each one of them.
Yes.
And they were filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Ah, yes, God.
Then when we look back at our primary scripture this morning, in Acts 2:42.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers.
Yes.
And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. You see, if you don't have a believing atmosphere, God's not going to come in when you don't believe. God's not going to come in when you don't have faith. And God knows.
Oh, yes. Yes, He does. Yes, He does.
He said, and the moment you believe, the moment that you're on one accord and you're believing and you're expecting on God's special day. Always
God.
A special day when the Holy Ghost shows up.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
On the Old Testament day of Pentecost, when Israel received the law. Mm-hmm. But on the New Testament day of Pentecost, the church received power.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I just want to leave three things with you this morning. That communion should serve as a reminder. Mm-hmm. Communion should serve as a reminder of what God requires of us.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. It ought to serve as a reminder of what God requires of us. Mm-hmm. It's simple.
Oh, yes.
You've heard me put it in synoptic form before, that what God desires of us is, number one, we have to be holy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Then we have to be loving. Mm-hmm. And then the easiest of all, we just have to be perfect. So you see what God requires of us. Mm-hmm. It's easy to read and easy to understand and
easy
to see that that's what he gave the Jews. He gave them his law. He said, here's what I want you to do. Mm-hmm. Here's what you need to do to please me. Then when we come to communion, it ought to remind us of our incapacity to meet the requirement. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Huh? So you see what God requires, but then communion reminds you that you can't fill it.
All right.
Paul said it. Well, it's John says, the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
Yes, yes.
The problem of reaching the goal is that I have, the law told me what I need to do, but the law didn't give me any power to do it.
Yes.
The law tells me what God wants to see in my life, but it gives me no resource.
Yes.
The law condemns me. But it can't justify me. Mm-hmm. The law provides no means for the help we need for walking with God. So number one, communion shows you what God requires.
Yes.
Number two, shows our inability to meet the requirement. Mm-hmm. But the third thing that communion should remind you, how God has filled the requirement.
Oh, yes. Ah, God.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And see, in the Old Testament, that was the Passover lamb that was sacrificed. Mm-hmm. But in the New Testament, Jesus was our sacrifice.
Sir. Yes, sir.
He's already paid the price for you. Mm-hmm. And that thing that people talk about, that Christians are so silly, but it's the power of God. But the Bible told us that they would call it silly. They would say it's foolishness.
Yes, sir.
But we know that because they hung him on a cross.
Yes, sir, God. Mm.
But the grave couldn't hold him there. Mm-hmm. And 3 days later, he got up, and when he got up, he had all power.
All power.
In his hand. And he set us free.
Yes, indeed.
Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed.
Hallelujah. Mm. You don't have to worry about fulfilling the requirement of the law because Jesus has paid it all.
Paid it all. Yes, he did.
When he rose, he had all power.
Yes.
In his hand.
Yes.
I want to close with just a little of Paul, of Peter's sermon here. He said, in that verse 22, he said, you men of Israel, hear these words.
Yes.
Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you, by miracles and wonders and signs, mm-hmm. which God did by him in the midst of you.
Yes.
As ye yourself also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Mm-hmm. But God has raised him.
Yes.
God has raised him and loosened the pains of death because it was impossible that the grave could hold it.
Impossible.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
This Jesus have God raised up.
Yes.
And we are witnesses.
Yes, sir.
All we got to do is put our trust in God.
Yes, sir, God.
He's already paid the price.
Yes.
He's already made it possible.
Yes, sir.
That when you come to this table this morning, whatever you bring with you, bring the faith that God can handle it.
Yes.
We're going to take our time this morning when we come. When we prepare for communion this morning, I want you just to commemorate Jesus. Think about all that he's done for you. Think about all that he can do.
Yes, yes.
And when you bring your problems to him this morning, as you eat the bread and drink the wine, know that God hears your cry. Know that God hears your cry if you let him in.
Yes, yes.
He can heal a broken spirit.
Oh, yes.
He knows what you need.
Yes.
Whatever you need this morning is at the table.
It's at the table.
We are here today on one of God's special days. We are here on one of God's special days. And on God's special days, God will do special things. If you can believe. So as you come to this table this morning, come expecting a miracle. And God will meet you there.
Yes, sir, God.
Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for
your... Thank you, Father.
Son Jesus.
Yes, sir, God.
Who died to give us a chance for the tree of life.
Thank you.
Who died to set us free. Who died that we may have power.
Yes, sir, God. Thank you.
If we can only believe. And we ask right now, Lord God, if you just come in right now, Lord, and remove anything that blocks a perfect worship of thee, Lord.
Yes, sir, God.
That as we remember you, the way that you told us that we should remember, Lord.
Yes, yes.
That you will meet us there. We pray right now, Lord. Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir, God.
Holy Ghost.
Yes, God.
Have your way. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray.